Hello, everyone. Happy New Year.
Yay.
Have your balls dropped?
Justin Bieber's hasn't.
Ding.
Yeah, that's a whole nother story, though.
You have to talk like this to be on cigarettes.
You caught that. 50 heads on cigarettes. 12:57 is the time. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, well, next thing you'll know, PM Radio will be on cigarettes too.
How much is the tax on that in New York?
$2.
The tax is $2 cash.
This program has been sponsored by Camel Cigarettes.
Get him cigarettes.
Cigarettes.
Cigarettes. Zig. Go Zig. Go Zig.
Cigarettes.
He sounds like I did when I had the dang
nodules.
That actually hurts the back of the throat, so.
Okay, would you rather Avril Lavigne or Justin Bieber?
Avril Lavigne,
because she can't crack down up and down an octave.
And she's a real Canadian.
And she has more balls than he does.
Oh. Oh.
That's more balls than Justin Bieber.
Man, we're just insulting everyone tonight.
So
now it's time for a new song.
That's a lot of ones.
It is a lot of ones. When I save this thing, because right now I'm loading. Because right now I'm loading Photoshop.
Keep yourself one. Keep yourself one. Keep yourself alive.
Keep yourself one. That was if we kept the carry to two. She wants to hear Endless Fighters? Alright. Perfect. I have never heard somebody fail on Jingle Bells that much. Alright. Sinane has a question.
Bells.
Has a request
bells.
As well.
Like Jingle Balls.
Dingle all the way.
Alright. Let's go to Sinane's request. Here is...
Yeah, damn
it. Oh!
Whoa!
No, we're not.
Antu can sing it for us.
Yes, please, Antu. He's never sung in the show.
Well, God, no.
Even though Four Master actually owes us the singing of that song.
Yes.
But if you really want God, I can give you God.
Low budget Dark Knight.
You know, when you're a criminal and you work for the mafia, they have to hide your voice. That way they don't know who you are.
It's like a unicorn crowd of rainbow in my brain.
Excuse me.
This is like the vocal version of Chinese torture.
Psycho guy from Dark Knight. Ah, yeah.
Charlie, come to me.
Charlie. Let's go to Candy Mountain, Charlie.
Vocoder.
Candy Mountain.
Vocoder.
Come on, you guys. I just want to freaking sleep, okay?
Okay.
Do the vocoder thing with the thing.
This is very freaking important.
Oh, I can't do that one. Oh, well, JDS can hear it, huh?
Yeah. Alrighty.
Oh!
Oh!
Oh, what is that?
Oh, my God.
Oh my god.
Zombie apocalypse.
Don't worry, I had pretty Koreans.
I turn it back a little bit. Now it should only echo a little.
PCP Steve is one of the most awesome, obnoxious people I've ever met on Mumble.
You're missing
Pokemon
an S
modification.
You're missing an S in that title.
There's no S in your title.
PSM?
PMS? Yeah. It's PMS Radio, where we are really bitchy.
Gratuitous amounts of energy, yeah.
Rated GXR.
No slash fiction here.
Now with more iPads.
Gratuitous stupidity. Good one.
Are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission to seek out strange new civilizations. To boldly go where no man has gone before. Whoosh!
Welcome back to PM Radio. That was,
is not Mr. Hanky. The Christmas poo.
Alright. Something like that.
I think it's like half a semitone too high.
That's better. That's the best 5 minutes of your life.
Yeah.
Oh god, my poor ears, they're bleeding.
Send you the flash.
My ears are bleeding!
My ears! They're bleeding!
Effects. I've burned your ears off.
No effect. No effects. Epicness. There is so much epicness, it's not even epicness funny.
Here is Gooding featuring DJ Clue in the Salvation Army Christmas Band. And here's Kimino Soba de Kuroba de Hikari no Tema, winter version here on PM Radio Timeout 282. It's like 9,000 times 9,000.
In the year 3,000.
Oh, that was perfect. You couldn't have fucking even done a cue to do that. That just came out perfectly. Oh, man.
Like Freddy. Well, this is what happens at 2 in the morning.
Welcome to the year 3000!
Nice vibrato. One more song, guys, before the request period's over. Please.
Please leave me.
Oh, can't do that very well. Never mind.
You need some more effects on that PPN.
Sounds like Celebi.
Sounds like Celebi.
Celebi!
Wee!
Joe's not here.
Who calls you at fucking 12:30 in the morning?
Listening to PM Radio. Featuring 1992 phone tones. 1992 phone tones. E.T. phone home. E.T. phone home.
I almost said that. I read that as boobs.
Lovely boobs. Lovely boys? No. Boobs.
Next is going to feature a song requested by Greg over here.
Oh.
Yes, it's that song.
You can blame it on Greg.
Oh, God.
The Restless. So you want to explain to the audience why this version is so notorious?
Is it the one version from...
It's the one version.
The one on your channel?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. When Restless was first released in 1984 on the Breaking Hearts album, it was a mid-tempo kind of a synth-rockish kind of song on the album. But when he played this live on the Breaking Hearts tour and future tours, he added piano to it, and they upped the tempo a bit, and it was more of a rock, kind of like a more rock song. And you can find an excellent version from Wembley 84, that's at Night and Day Afternoon Concert video you see all over YouTube. That's got an awesome version, and everything was fine with the song. All of a sudden, fast forward to 2 years after that, I believe it was October 10th, 1986, from Hollywood Bowl. Is that right? That's right. Okay, by this point, Elton John's cocaine and alcohol addiction was worse, which doesn't help. He started to develop vocal nodules about 2 to 3 months prior to his concert, which took away that false settle, we all know, and started screwing his high range up, and it made his voice very, very raspy and shot, and his tone just went bad. But the main problem was, I don't know if it was because of drugs or something, he kept going for all the notes in the song, and he would oversing songs. Now, the version he's playing is from October 10th, 1986, Hollywood Bowl.
All right. Longest song intro ever.